You can open your Bibles to the book of Romans, the first chapter. In the 2 Corinthians, Paul is making the statement, the second chapter, 2 Corinthians 4 and 16, I think it is, somewhere around in there. Paul is making a statement considering, I'm going to paraphrase, he was telling them, listen to me, I'm telling you about my sufferings, not that you can grieve or feel sorry for me, but I'm telling you about my sufferings because of the joy that I have in my life for you, for your stance, because you're going through the same things. And so he was letting them know that, you know, and it's so important that we understand the things we go through not for folks to feel sorry for us, but we go through them so that we can minister to folks that we made it through it.
Amen.
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 You'd be amazed. People just aren't making it through their trials anymore. You know, they're feeling sorry for themselves. They're whining. They're complaining. And God never said you weren't going to have trials. That's all we read in the Bible. You know, you're going to be tried like a fire. My goodness, all these different things that we're going to have to go through, that we're going to have to deal with. But God said we can make it. We can be strong in all of this. I'm going to tell you a story. I can tell you about nobody other than me. There were times when I do get disgusted. Because when I turned 60, God told me, he says, I'm going to show you and teach you what faith really is. And I'm like, okay. I'm saying, he's going to open up this Bible to me. I'm going to see some stuff. That ain't what he was talking about. Paul told them, he says, you show me your faith by your works. I show you my faith by my life. So, let me tell you something about your pastor. When did this start? Last year? Sinuses. 3 years ago? And they progressively got worse. I mean, they progressively got worse. Where the fact where I couldn't go in a building, I couldn't go around nobody, I couldn't smell perfumes, you know, I just come to church, be miserable, but you have to get through it. Yeah. You know, I'm still dealing with that, but I'm being treated for it. But sometimes you get disgusted because it don't seem like it's actually doing what it's designed to do. First Lady pointed something out to me last week about the shots I'm getting. She said, you do know that they're injecting you with what you're allergic to, don't you? I said, oh, that explains a lot. I said, that explains a lot. And the funny thing about it is the doctor said, you are allergic to everything. I said, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Amen. I already know. My doctor told me Monday, he said, you need, Red, when you go get them knees replaced? You know you got to have them. He said, look at these x-rays. I said, okay. Tough mountain. So then he takes x-ray of my elbow. I think you done messed up the tendon in your elbow. I said, come on, man. I'm talking to God now. Come on, man. What's up?
Yeah.
I'm your servant. What's going on with all this stuff? You know, and then I'm at the chiropractor. I got a pinched nerve in the lower part of my disc. I don't even know where it came from. It affects my whole right side.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking to God. I almost started crying. I said, come on, man. You got to help me out. What is this? I got faith. Mm-hmm. So what's going on? He said, I'm teaching you about faith. He said, I'm showing you that in spite of the things you go through and the things you deal with, your faith ain't about what you can work. Your faith is about how you get through it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, great. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
They told me, you lose some weight, your knees will stop hurting. So I lost 32 pounds already. Guess what ain't stopped hurting? That's the first thing the doctor tell you. You get off some of that weight off of you, you'll be fine. Man, bye. We just gonna go through some stuff. Amen. And Paul was saying, in spite of all of that, you still got to be an ambassador for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've still got to grow and you've got to mature, and your character has got to become immersed in the character of God. God said, I don't feel sorry for you. Not just a little bit, Lord. Man. I don't feel sorry for you because I gave you the weapons to combat what you're dealing with.
Amen.
I gave you faith. You're not operating in a measure of faith. You're operating in the other faith. The epistis faith. The epistis faith. Where you now understand that it's through the power of God that's in you that you can get through whatever it is you're going through.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I lay awake, I get mad at the first lady. She was, her head hit the pillow, it's like, lights out.
Amen.
I'm laying there looking. I'm looking. I lay down, I try to go to sleep. I can't go to sleep. She can go to sleep with the TV on. With, I don't care what. And I'm laying there, I'm going, okay. So I'm up and down the stairs. Up and down the stairs. So when I finally decided to go to sleep, guess what decided to want to mess up on me? Mr. Prostate. See what I'm telling you? There's things we're going to go through, and God don't care because he gave us the power and the ability within our lives Amen. To sustain ourselves Amen. And to keep it moving.
Amen.
Paul said in 1st chapter of Romans, the 14th verse, he said, I'm a debtor. Debtor means owner.
Yeah.
So you know what that means? That means I own the bad knees. I own the bad elbow. I own the sinuses. I own the nerve. Why do I own it? Because I created it. I know y'all don't want to hear that. I created it. It didn't come from without. It came from within.
Come on now. Come on now.
Y'all don't hear me. I'm going to say it again. It don't come from without. It came from within. Paul says, so you own it. And besides just owning what you're dealing with, he said, you are honored to be an ambassador to everybody. Both to the Greeks and the barbarians. When it talks about barbarians, it's not talking about crazy folks. It's talking about Gentiles.
Yep.
So we do act like barbarians sometimes. Like the Vikings.
Uh-oh.
Not the football Vikings. Oh, I'm not going to mess with your team, Pastor Kids. Amen. That Elder Grinch. And close to the wise and to the unwise. Now, the unwise means exactly what it says. Stupid. Unfortunately. So as much as in me is, what's in you today?
All right.
What do you have working in you today? What are you working with today?
Come on now.
In spite of your trials, your tribulations, what are you working with today? Is it the Christ in you, your hope of glory, that's getting you through what you're dealing with? Or are you whining yourself through it? You know, we can whine ourselves through a problem. We think it helps, but it really don't.
Come on now.
Because when you get through whining, you realize that the problem is you just intensified what you've been whining about. So your best way to get through it is to recognize the God that's in you and offer him praise.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I found out the biggest way to praise and worship God is to be strong in the midst of your trial.
Amen.
See, we assume that victory is when we get through it. No, victory is having the power of God in your life when you're in it.
Amen.
That's when you have victory.
Amen.
When you can say to yourself, man, I don't feel good today, but I'm going to do what I got to do. God is still good.
Say it.
See, we are on the thing that we say we did not have in it, so that means it's not there. How you feeling today? I'm feeling great. You're lying. It's one of them days you don't feel great. But if you said, I'm not feeling good, but I have victory in Jesus.
There you go.
You might walk into a healing.
Amen.
You're not giving God no praise by lying about what you're dealing with.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
That's how folks get delivered, because of what you go through. That's how they become strong, because of what you deal with. That's how they find peace when they find out you're in turmoil. Because you're still giving God the praise for victory in your life in the midst of your struggle.
Amen.
Paul said that, look here. As much as in me, I don't need you to tell me what's in me. I know what I was all about. I know what I did. And, you know, in 2 Corinthians, he gets to bragging about what he did, not in a good way, but letting him know, look here, I was one of the highest paid scribes in my sect. And there was others with the same knowledge and understanding I had. You know why he was highest paid? Because he gave the blues to the Christians. This folk getting paid for messing with you too. Oh Lord. Oh, I said, I am ready. In spite of what I've done, in spite of what I'm doing, in spite of who I am, in spite of the things that I'm dealing with in my flesh, I am going to ready. I'm ready to preach. I'm ready to announce a joyful noise. What is the joyful noise about the gospel? Look here. I have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
All my help coming from the Lord.
Amen.
All my help. So you have to tell yourself, you have to trick your flesh. Flesh, you a figment of my imagination. Then you have to prove it. Then you have to do what you know you need to do. You know what I found out? We get sick, we don't go to work. We get sick, we stay home from church. I'm not going to say that again. I'll let that one go. Holy Ghost, you're going to get me in trouble here today. Well, we do. Amen. But we know what's in us. We have to always be ready to preach the gospel. He said, I'm not just ready to give it to you here at Rome. He said, I'm just not ready to give it to you rich folks. But I'm ready to give it to everybody. See, we kind of pick out who we want to minister to. You can't. If God speaks to your heart to minister to that person, you got to take it on the lam and do what God called you to do.
Right.
I know sometimes we don't feel like, folks always want to talk to us when we feel like we're in our worst moment. Your back killing you, now somebody needs to talk, they want to talk to you. And now they get to talk about their back, reminding you about your back. So now your back reminding you that is there. And God is expecting you to forget about your back and be concerned about their back. Ain't that something? That's why God said, my ways are not like your ways. He said, I work in mysterious ways, Pastor. So we have to be prepared. We have to be ready.
Yeah.
You know, I tell my kids, I tell them all the time, you have to be ready instant and in season. That means in the drop of a hat.
Right.
You have to be ready to do ministry. At the drop of a hat. That means that whatever you're dealing with, take the sideline to what God wants. That's where our problem is. Because we think about us. I'll get back with you, God. You ain't going nowhere. I got places to go. You will be there. Elder Green, you funny. Then he goes on to say, because of what this gospel has done to me on the road of Damascus, I'm not ashamed of it.
Come on now. Man. Come on now.
Man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being the greatest of all times of what you worked in, and then to have a man take your eyesight and tell you what you've been doing, why you persecuted me? Just take it. Somebody was talking about Job. When was that? Somebody was talking about Job. His friends, you know. He lost everything. His kids, his cattle, his dogs, his cats, his rats, his family. Did everything he had, he lost it. And then to make things worse, his wife looked at him and go, look here, brother. Why don't you just curse that God and die? What you got? I said, I still got you, unfortunately. You telling me to curse God and die? And then he had three wonderful friends who came by to sit with him and to enjoy and give him company. And before they got through, they would tell him he was going through what he was going through because something that was in his life. Paul said, you know what? That's what Jesus did to me. But you know what he did on top of that? He gave me life.
Amen.
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 Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Job's three friends didn't give him no life. But Job decided anyway. Look here. I'm going to serve the Lord thy God. Because what the Lord taketh, give it, the Lord taketh away. And you better be assured if he can take it away, he can give it back.
Amen. Right. Amen.
So this power that's in your life lets you know you don't have to be ashamed or troubled by things that you've done or things you're dealing with or things you're going through. You're going through it. Born again believers are afraid to tell folks they don't feel good. Because the first thing somebody blurt out, where's your faith? Same place yours is. That's why the Bible says, having done all this stand, you got to keep standing.
Amen.
But it's also tell us you need to show forth the power of God in your life.
Amen.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for is the power, the force, and the strength. You know what says your strength is? Your joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your
strength.
So therefore, that means your strength is in your
joy.
So if you don't have no joy, you don't have no
strength.
And if you don't have no strength, you certainly don't have no
power. Amen. 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 Amen.
So you have to try to be happy in spite of what you're going through.
Amen. Yep.
My goodness.
Wow.
The baby said, wow. For the power of God unto what? Or into salvation to everyone that what?
Believe.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Do you believe that what you're going through now, you can get through it?
Yep.
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask you this. Do you believe you can get through it without any person's help? We ain't going to admit it, but most of us don't. Our faith ain't in God. It's in abilities. Ours and everybody around us.
Have mercy.
Amen. It's the one that believeth to the Jew first and also to the
Greek.
For therein. For in it. Or is in it. Is the righteousness. See, this is what God trying to make do for us. With all things we deal with all things we go through, this is what God is trying to do for us. For therein is the what?
Righteousness.
The righteousness. The righteousness means is translated in the Greek, character.
Yes.
Amen.
You go through things and your trials and your tribulations and your hurts and your pains and your distresses so that God can change your character.
Amen.
Because the more you trust and have faith in God, the closer you get to God.
Amen.
Whoever you put your faith in, that's who you're going to get the closest to. So if you don't open up this Bible and read this Bible when you're trying or you're going through things and you can't hear the word of God manifesting in your life, there's going to come a day when you're going to have to know God for your absolute self. When you can't call on the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist, or the apostle, or other folks to pray, you're going to have to be able to believe God for what it is you need to believe God for without having to pick up a phone or do this or do that. You just know because you know that God is your strength.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Like Brother Therese said, I found out, I was saying to myself there, I don't have to be ashamed of what I don't have. But then Sister Denise was saying grateful, I can be grateful for what I do have.
Amen.
Because I understand that my inheritance ain't got nothing to do with none of this anyway.
Amen.
So that's why I go through what I go through. To get closer to my inheritance. That's why I allow myself to deal with the things I deal with so I can get closer to God. We were laughing in class Wednesday night. You know, folks, they don't do it anymore. They used to always come to me and says, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. And I thought they was talking about they was ready to go home, home. They was talking about I'm ready to go to heaven. You know what I started telling them? Stop going to the doctor. You ready to go to heaven? Stop going to the doctor. Stop taking all those pills. You're not ready to go yet, or you wouldn't keep going to the doctor. You wouldn't keep taking the medicine.
Amen.
I'm trying to stick around for a minute.
Amen.
Man, please. If I have to have robotic knees, robotic elbows, put some gloves on them bad boys and some shoes on them and keep it moving.
Amen.
Paul said the righteous is the character. See, it's that character. When our character begins to change and we recognize the Christ that's in us, we realize that we can do all things through him or in him that strengtheneth us. The word strengthen is translated enables. That means he enables you to get through what you're going through. He enables you to fight the good fight of faith. He enables you to run this race with patience. He enables you to have faith beyond faith. You know what? I found out he even enables you to have joy where there is none.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. Amen.
Guess what I found out a secret, management? I found out how to usurp joy from folks. I'm miserable sometimes, and she get home and get the bounce, and I go, she a trip. I'm from Sister Sherry. Every time I go to Sister Sherry's house, she go, she stand at the door. Waving out the window. I'm, go, open the door. But now I got one at home. In the morning, she walk by, hi. And I'm sitting, I go, what? But you know what I learned to do, Sister Jackie? I usurp that power. I start to take that strength, take that joy, and allow it to manifest in my own life so I can get myself up and run this race and do what I got to do. Eventually, the disciples stopped running from Paul, and he started getting in on the messages that they had.
Yeah.
You know, they ran from him at first. most of them wanted to kill him. So he had to deal with that too. But he said, I found something though. When he wrote Romans, he said, I done found something. I done found that there's somebody in me to get me through anything I go through. But you're going to whine. Remember what he said? Lord, you know, take this thing from me.
We're human.
We're going to, every now and then. But then God comes along and said, didn't I tell you my grace was sufficient?
Ooh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Snaps you right out of your dilemma.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he will.
It is God.
Yes.
Your grace is sufficient.
Amen.
So I can get through it. I can deal with it. I can keep running. Remember what Paul says when he's closing out? He says, I run a good race. I fought a good fight. I'm ready to be offered up. When he's talking about he didn't fight, he had to fight. he had to battle to get to that point. And the reason he was saying that, because he recognized they were about to kill him anyway. You know, he said, here I am. You know who I want to be like? I want to be like Elisha. We talked about this Wednesday night too. I want to be like Elisha. So when you think I'm dead and you touch me, you can still be quickened.
My Lord.
You can still get encouraged. There's going to be some times I'm going to feel like I'm dead. But that don't stop me from allowing the character of God to do what it's supposed to do in my life.
Because
greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. This flesh is of the world.
Amen.
But God in me is greater than
come
this.
On, come on. Amen. Say it. Say it.
Hallelujah. So we're going to keep on running. Yeah. We're going to keep on fighting.
Come on now.
And if we got to do like Dominique, put a cape on and fly, we're going to fly. That's how we solve that problem.
Amen.
Well, there is the righteousness of God revealed or made manifest, or theos, the God in you.
Yeah.
From what? Faith to faith. From that first faith, someplace in between there, you're going to catch, you know, Hades. Getting your problems on your job, got problems in your home, car putting and don't want to act right. Where's Sean at? I give your mom some. You got some water, mother? You okay? Okay. In spite of all of that, you recognize that, look here, I'm all that God says I am.
Yes, Lord.
And then some.
Amen.
My character change or transformation, that's why the Bible says be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't keep the same mindset. It's got to change.
Amen.
It'll never change if you don't ever make the statement, the battle is not mine, it's yours, God. Because you're trying to fight your battles like beating against the air.
Come on now.
I haven't solved nothing. But when I sit back and sat in the midst of whatever it was, it stopped raining. A cloud came, but God was in the cloud.
Yeah.
So that made it all worthwhile. Because I recognized that I was growing from one faith to another faith. I was growing from the faith where I knew about God to the faith where I could see God.
Amen.
Amen.
As it is written, the just or the right standing in God shall live by faith. And the word written means it is engraved in your spirit. That means every day I get up, I'm living by faith.
Amen.
It's faith I even got up.
Amen.
What is God telling us? What is the word of God telling us? In spite of everything we go through, We can't be ashamed of who the gospel is in us. And we have to allow it to manifest itself so that we can give God the glory, not with our mouth, but with our stance for God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Some of the guys asked me yesterday, "Red, why are you still bowling? Ain't your elbow messed up?" Man, this is going to be stay messed up. Because every now and then I see a glimmer of light. And I slip in there. And I shoot some score. And they be hollering, "Ain't nothing wrong with his elbow." I'm like, "Good. I'm going to live on your faith." I got mine, but I'm going to take some of yours too. Amen. God gives us the power to get what? Wealth. Wealth ain't always talking about finances. Amen. It's talking about your health.
Amen.
It's talking about your health. So that means in spite of everything you're going through, you still can believe God for healing in your body for your health.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. But he gave us the ability to get that wealth because we realize we must do what? Study to show ourselves approved.
Thank you, Lord.
Stop leaving our Bibles sitting on our fireplace mantles in the back of our cars like God protecting the back end of your car. It's the truth. So just, we're going to live. That means we're going to walk. We're going to talk. We're going to live in who we know God to be in us.
Amen. Amen.
What Paul was saying was, all the mistakes I made, Brother Greg, God forgave me. God forgave me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm now justified."
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The redemption power of God gave me a new life. He didn't take the old one from me. He just gave me the ability to keep the old one under subjection to the new. For that's why we're new creatures in God. Where we're supposed to be anyway. Amen. Salvation means to be saved or to be rescued. You know who God saved? When Jesus gave us, died on the cross and rose again, you know what he gave me the ability to do? He gave me the ability when I accepted him in my life to give me the power to save myself. That's why the Romans say, we say it every Sunday, with your mouth you speak it unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because I know for a fact that it was good news to me. It's good news to you.
Yeah.
We have all kinds of slippery dudes come through here. Think I'm naive. I want them to think that. Saints of God, know your surroundings.
Yeah.
Know your surroundings. If you know they in the front trying to kill you, get somebody to lower you out the back window in a bucket.
Amen.
That's what Paul did.
Yeah.
They lowered him out the back of the building in a basket. But he learned from all of that. That he can write the good news.
Yeah.
The epistles. Everything he went through. All through the book of Acts. After Jesus met him on the road to Damascus. The rest of Acts he learned. And God taught him what it was to live by faith.
Yes.
What justice and what righteousness was. Yes. Through his trials, through his travels. You know, he got through out of a lot of towns. I mean, actually thrown out.
Yes, he
Well, his whole body, when he hit the air, his body landed on the outside of that town. And if you read his manuscript here, it tells you how he was beaten. He was beaten by his own countrymen, which is against the law. He went through all kind of stuff. But he didn't tell you none of this stuff in Acts. He didn't start telling you to the book of Romans. Because that's where he got his actual learning and abilities from and knowledge of God. Everything you're going through is to help you have knowledge of how you can show people and demonstrate to folks that they don't have to give up, but they can keep fighting. We have to decide. Can't nobody decide for us. We can preach to you till our throats dry out. You have to start preaching to yourself.
Amen.
Amen. You can't preach to yourself, though, if you don't get in that Bible. You know what I found out, Mother Rutherford? A lot of times, years ago, I'd preach to myself and I wouldn't do nothing but preaching nonsense to myself. Because I wasn't in there. I was going by what I was hearing, not by what I knew. So when I got in here, most of the nonsense stopped. You see, I say most of the nonsense. You know what nonsense didn't stop? That which I wanted to hold on to.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God ain't gonna make you give up nothing. You have to decide on your own.
Amen.
Some people are fortunate though. God, in the moment of your salvation, God goes and boom, remove stuff out of your life. A lot of us ain't that fortunate though.
Amen.
You think I ain't told God, God, you just heal my knees. I ain't got to go through none of that mess. Folks already say, ain't no fear in God, but baby, I'm not be able to get around, ain't no. You know, I put over 2,000 miles on my car. No, 2,800 miles on my car in a month and a half.
Yeah.
And I never left Michigan. See how I like to get around? Everybody stand. And then they had insult to injury. Now I gotta have all my suits repaired. I can't take my jacket off, Jasmine. I put this suit on this morning. It was too late to try to find another one. My pants wrapped in the back from my belt being tight. Yeah. She ain't gotta spend the money. You gonna help me? That ain't what I was talking about. I'm talking about going to your pocket, they call them and help you out. Everybody take somebody by the hand. They all losing weight. Look at Brother Relevant.
I
know.
The keys.
Ask the guard. He said, they usurping. That's a good thing to usurp. But ain't he losing weight? My goodness. What was that? What was that card? Yeah, we try to stick around. I got some stuff I want to see. It's a place I want to go, Tyrone. Tyrone working his weight off. I want to be like what Sam, brother. What was that, a triathlon? And make it.
Yeah.
I can't run a quarter of a mile.
Amen. Amen.
I have to be resuscitated. That's not good. That's not good at all. But nevertheless, guess what? God is still an awesome God.
Yes, He is.
Amen. Yes, he is.
We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray by the power of God that you minister to everyone here today. Lord God, minister to their spiritual needs most importantly. Father God, let us not be ashamed of this gospel that is living in us. Father, that we might tell folks with our lifestyle about the good news. Amen. That Jesus still saves and he still delivers and he gives us strength to endure as good soldiers of Christ Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray by the power of the living God that you demonstrate your love in their lives, that they might demonstrate that same love. Father, that those that are discouraged, those that are despondent, those that are brokenhearted, those that can't find a way, Lord God, that you would put that person in their path, Father, so that they can show them because they've been there, they've done it, Lord God, and they stood the test. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, you get your saints ready for this end time that we're already living in. That the power of the living God might manifest itself within our lives. That we might see the theos flow forth like rivers of running water. That lives might be encouraged and uplifted and strengthened. Father, in the name of Jesus, now touch them in their bodies if they need a touch from the throne room. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, there is nothing that is too hard for you. Lord God, sometimes our faith just don't have the ability to receive. But Lord God, you have the power to get in anyway and use that measure of faith to give us what we need. So Father, you touch their bodies on today, giving them life, and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree it by the power of the living God. And Lord God, I pray over their finances today. I pray that you would minister to their finances, Lord God. Give them healing and deliverance in their finances, Lord God. That which the enemy has sucked up or tried to steal, give it back to them, Father. Shake it down, press down, and running over. That's if they're honoring you, Lamb of God. So, Father, I thank you right now for moving by your Spirit. And let there be a spirit of love, Lord God, and peace flow through everybody, Lord God, as they're holding hands today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let the comforting power of God, Lord God, give us that which we have need of. Father, I thank you right now, and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name.